tweak, you know, and plaid or tartan, their her version of it. But yeah, you know, all she really wants is what everyone else gets to have, a sort of a normal life and to be able to love and get married and have children. That's kind of what she wants. And in that desire is sort of a negating of this huge gift that she has, which unfortunately annoys everybody. Like, this is the sign of a great witch or wizard, this legitimacy. But what she's met with all the time is stop reading my mind, right? So she's got, there's starting to be a bit of a friction, I guess, within her, but she's trying very hard not to have that happen. She's got such optimism and love to give, and that optimism and that love is what takes her ultimately on this journey. I mean, they have a fight, but it's not really supposed to be a thing, you know? Like, you walk off from a fight, except it just goes, it gets out of control.
Well, there's a moment in the middle where we're in Paris and you hear me.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it was just, you know, sliding doors or whatever,
if we had just met up.
Just in one corner, you know, that would have been all okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, even in the, like you were saying, in our first, tiff, there's hope in there. It's like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Which makes it feel really real.
Yeah.
One of the things we just heard was that you guys don't really know where your character is going from movie to movie until they actually get the script to get started. So were you both surprised at anything that happened in number two in this 5?